Hey everybody, welcome and thank you for being spontaneous with us tonight. So Melanie was on my calendar to do a podcast interview, and yesterday she said, "Are we live?" Or, and I thought, "Well, what if we were?" So boom, here we are, live.
I mean, I love live, and I love to just talk, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm excited to have this conversation. So Melanie DeShong of liveatchoice.com, she's a mindset expert with many, many years in the realm of helping other people create more of what they want in life. And I've personally coached with Melanie one-on-one through her Beyond Circumstances course. I continued on into the advanced courses doing Mastery of the Script and Unpainted Picture. And creation statements, which is our topic tonight, has become a regular practice in my life. So, Melanie, thank you for joining me.
Well, you're welcome, Kelly. Thanks for asking. When I saw your invitation, I went, "Oh, great, I'm excited to be with Kelly." We just do well, just bouncing off of each other. I've tried to numb that, and it's just not behaving. I'm going to close it. I apologize for that on your video, but I'm just really excited, Kelly, to be here with you and your peeps, and let's just go have fun with this.
Yes. So is there anything you want people to know about you before we get started?
Wow, that's a big question. we're closing out our 27th year of the Live It Choice programs. And our topic tonight on creation statements, you know, it's lives at the absolute core of everything that we do at Live It Choice. And I was reflecting tonight when I was getting ready to get on the call about how powerful creation statements in the method, when it's used in the method of everything we bring to it, it's just a huge gift. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to complete 27 years and open up 28 and celebrate a really big birthday in January, and just thrilled to be here.
I'm so excited. Gosh, 27 years doing anything is amazing. 27 years doing the work that you do means you've just put a big old dent in the universe.
Wow.
Like, you've changed lives. And some of you guys have known me for a really long time. You know, I don't blow flowers up anybody's butt, not even Melanie's. You know, so when I say she's had a huge impact on my life, I really mean it. And so, all right, we're going to talk about creation statements. And we just couldn't have asked for a better time of year to be talking about it. Because everyone is posting right now on social media, like, what's your New Year's resolution? What's your word for the year? What are your intentions? Everyone's like asking themselves what they want. And I do pick a word for the year. It's fun. But I don't do New Year's resolutions. And ever since you taught me about creation statements, that's been a big part of my life. So let's find out, what is a creation statement?
Well, coming right off of what you're talking about right now, it's really an opportunity to address this thing of New Year's resolutions. How about a daily resolution, right? So for me, creation statements are a well-formed and understood process of intention. And so when we go into a new year, of course, everybody, I throw that word everybody, but I mean the majority of people, I think, come in with this new sense of hope, this new sense of, wow, I'm going to really drive it home this year, or I'm going to make that change. And you know, even in November, when in our advanced course this past November, we talked about what did you not finish in 19 that you want to take into 20. So there is intention that we all have. And I think the thing that when you say you have no New Year's resolutions, one thing I want to bring into the conversation tonight on creation statement is the conversation of the importance of goals. And it plays a big hand in hand in our creation statement method, the entire method on creation statements. This thing about goals are very important. So I think if we back off of the, I'm going to have this resolution and I'm going to do this, and we merely look at what are the things we really would like to accomplish in the year, right? And we approach it from a place of goals and what do goals really mean. I was doing a coaching this week, and Kelly, just interrupt me anytime you want, but it's like I was doing a coaching this week with one of my private clients, and she said, you know, I absolutely will not have a goal, because when I have a goal, I know for a fact it's not going to happen. Something's going to take it away. Something's going to prevent it. So when I look at New Year's resolutions and I look at goals, she says, I want to run. I don't even want to engage in the conversation. And it gave me an opportunity to shift the entire mindset that's back behind this thing called goals, because we work with goals in order to get to creation statement. That's why I'm kind of starting there. Mm-hmm. And what if a goal, a New Year's resolution, a goal, however you want to look at it, is nothing more than a direction? It's a guide. It's a direction. And take all of that negative heaviness off of the belief system that a person has about whether or not they can actually have it, accomplish it, throw it in the trash, forget about it by February 1, and then beat themselves up for the next 3 months and then try to recover for the rest of the year because they didn't get those things done they said they were going to do. But what if we take the heat off of it and we say that goals are a direction? It's a path. It's a way. Okay, I'm headed in this direction, right?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I just wanted to lend that to you because that's really, you know, the great part for me and a great part for our clients and our community is that when I am coaching, then I get to see what that next layer of serving and what I can bring out to the community. Just, you know, this is not something that I've really talked to you about before, right? It being a direction or a goal. A goal can be just a direction to head in. Yeah. Like, if you're going to go across the United States, you're going to head out in a direction. That's a goal, right? And take the heat off. Yeah. Creation statements, in the method that I created, and I started this out very early, but it started out kind of like, what are your dreams? What are the dreams you want to have? And then I began to learn and see all of the pieces necessary to deliver on the kind of results that we want, right? So, and I don't want to just ramble on here. You know, pick up and ask me what direction you want me to head off in, but I really think it's important that someone understand that a creation statement is occurring always.
Yes. So always. What I learned from you is that I am creating my life. I am choosing my life, and I always have been. Mm-hmm. And that I'm not just a victim of circumstance. I'm not a ping pong ball being batted around by, you know, the craziness of life. I'm choosing and I'm creating. And accepting that was not easy.
I remember.
Melanie has a whole course on, called Beyond Circumstances that overcame my resistance to the idea that I'm creating my life. But once I accepted it, once I got it, and I realized it's not just that I got it, but that I fell in love with the idea. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something just like, oh, okay, it's my fault. It's like, oh, it's my creation. So now what?
You're right.
And that's where creation statements come in, is once I accepted, like, I'm creating my life every single day, every single way, And so what am I creating?
And always have been. Mm-hmm. The opportunity is to learn to intentionally create from a state of consciousness.
Yeah.
Rather than being at the effect of creating based on fiction, based on circumstances that we are blaming for what's showing up in our life. Yeah. And I get it. I mean, it's real easy for people to say, I know I'm responsible for the way my life shows up. I know I'm 100% responsible. When you get creation statement and the power that it already is, and you can like understand and embrace that, then you're in the driver's seat. Because, and it's not always fun, right? I mean, I've had lots of moments in my life going, I'm created this, and I'm not so proud of it, right? You probably had a few of those yourself, right?
Oh, yeah.
However, instead of being, you know, a long time ago, I had a woman tell me when I was speaking about this, she said, you know, you're talking about the difference between victim and victorious in your life, mm-hmm. right? And so I kind of make up this word victoriousness, like, wow, living in that is... as a way of life, Kelly, as a way of life, not as something you do, but a way of life, because your thoughts and your speaking are always creating out ahead of you. And so when we get that philosophy down and know that everything that there is to be had exists, it's already been created for us. Our job is to bring it into our life. And we do that by the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we follow it up with our energy and the way we live our life on a daily basis. That's what seals the deal, if you will, right?
Yes. Yes. So what I want you to know, Bellany, is that I'm going into 2020 with a packed coaching program. Mm-hmm. I literally have no room for new clients.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you. There's no one single creation statement that got there, but probably about 50 creation statements over the last year of ready to act clients show up in my life. I don't have my creation statement journal at my desk right now.
I have one. Would you like to speak to show it?
Yes. So
creation statement journal.
Yeah, Bellany designed a beautiful journal that has training in the front, and then there's pages where you write down your creation statements each day.
Right.
But I have written so many creation statements about world changers want to work with me. That's not a good one, because I can't tell somebody else. I can't create what someone else does. World changes are, I attract world changers.
Totally different. That's totally different creation statement from the statement you said first.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you for that, because there's a system to this, and a method behind it. And it took me years of really seeing what are all the pieces that make it work versus what are the pieces that don't make it work. And people continue to get the stuff they don't want in their life versus getting the stuff that they do want in their life. So thank you for that, because the way we use our vocabulary and the knowing the 12 rules of the system are all critical pieces to actually having it work for you. Those two of about five important things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
So do you, what did I do wrong the first time? I know, but for everyone else.
I was going to say, you corrected yourself, but so yes, you put, there's a couple of things that you did. I don't generally say right or wrong, but it's not going to deliver on the kind of results you want. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Because it will be effective. That's the point I really want to drive home tonight for you and for the people on this call is that I want to drive home that it's going to work. But it's, the question is, when it's working, is it delivering the results that you are desiring to have?
Yeah.
So you, the first thing you said, you broke a couple of the 12 rules. And the first one is that you the way you articulated it, you were trying to create a specific result for another entity, another person, or another thing, right? So that's one of the rules that you cannot do. You cannot create for another. You can't make someone show up.
Yeah.
You can't make someone feel a particular way. Now, this gets into a lot of my overall philosophies to begin with, but most importantly, right now in this conversation, creation statements, you cannot do that. Why? I want to answer that question really quick. Because if we could create for someone else, we would then negate their ability to be at free will and free choice.
Yeah.
And so, though we might think we would like to be able to do that, we would then have to forfeit that same gift for ourselves, meaning they could then obviously make choices for us. Yeah. So outside of a two-year-old not getting able to run off in the middle of the street by themselves and mom bringing them back, that's just causing an outcome, but you're not creating. The kid still wants to get in the street, right? So that was the first rule that you broke. The second rule that you broke is you put form in it.
Yeah.
Meaning a specific type of creation. Form is who, what, when, where, how, and why. So when we have goals, we have form, and that's perfect because your goals talk about when you want something to happen and how much or where and who all's involved. And those are the goals that you have. My recommendation when we form goals is that goals, we do them and we put them away. And that's the path we're going to head out in. That's the direction. And the creation statements are the results of what you will have when the goals are accomplished.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you did.
I also noticed, I said world changers want to work with me. Mm-hmm. I can't create for them, but the very idea that somebody wants to work with me, I don't want to create want.
That's correct. That's another rule you broke of the 12 rules.
That's just a delaying tactic.
Well, and it's bigger. It's as big as that and bigger in that it always recreates itself.
Yeah.
Want recreates itself and it never produces the kind of result you're after. You just continue to get to wanting.
Yeah.
So in other words, in that scenario, if all the other rules were covered and this, the want was the only place where you had broken the rule, then what would be occurring is that they would always just want to be working with you, not working with you.
Right.
They just wanting to work with you.
Right.
Right. So they don't take, if we could create for them, again, I'm correcting myself, but anytime we use the word want or need, there are certain words in our vocabulary that I encourage you to drop completely. And I'm really becoming more and more conscious of that because you're always creating. So you write a creation statement, you go on about your day, and you are going to be creating all day long. So it's not that the creation statement's it, and then you just go barreling through life and throwing around words that are not going to work for you. So there's a consciousness opportunity here to become present and conscious to what works for the kind of results you want, whether you've written it down yet or not. You are always in that mode of creation mode. So just spend a day noticing how many times you use the words want or need or gotta or have to.
Yes.
Those are all those words, it's time to throw them out the door.
So what would be really fun is to just jump right into a creation statement with someone. First, I'm going to ask someone to volunteer, but first I was having a great conversation today with Raven, our mutual friend, and Raven and I have been creation statement buddies ever since we first joined your program. And we were talking about, we're both at this age, well, she's younger than me, but she's thinks she may be experiencing menopause because of the surgery she had.
Right.
And I said, you know, long before I understood creation statements, I did understand and respect the power of the words of my mouth. And so ever since I was like 35, I've been saying, I have early symptom-free menopause. I've said it probably 150, 200 times intentionally over the years. And you know what? I'm 53 and I have symptom-free menopause. And I also have a dead thyroid, which is what creates the lack of menopause symptoms. So I was like, wow, I created what I asked for. Mm-hmm. I did. I'm like, boom, early symptom-free menopause, but in a path that I never could have guessed. Mm-hmm. That I'd rather not. But it got us thinking about, for people who are going through menopause, who want to create a more pleasant experience of it. How would you guide someone in a creation statement?
Well, first off, I don't know that you created the problem called the thyroid. I don't know that. And a symptom is that you don't have the byproduct is you don't have the symptoms of,
no hot flashes.
Yeah. I had them for so long. I haven't even used that word anymore. Oh my God. I'm so glad that's all over. It has been for years. Right. I wasn't smart enough at that time when they started on to even know. When I say wasn't smart enough, I wasn't, believe me, they've been gone a long time. So I just didn't know to create not having them. I know women who have created and gone through childbirth without one birth pain. So, I mean, and nothing seems to be symptomatically causing that in their body other than their mindset was that they didn't have it. They didn't have other pain that went along with, you know, being a female as well. So, and to go back to address the question. So in working with, say you were just now starting that, right? Mm-hmm. One of the words that I request that people not use, or advise them not to use, is the word free. And you said symptom free, yeah. Right? So I would say my menopausal experience is pleasant. Mm.
That's simple.
Yeah, it's really that simple. And the thing that I do want to bring to this conversation as well and ask everybody to kind of brace themselves and hold on for this is that it may appear and sound like affirmation. Mm-hmm. However, creation statement is not affirmation. And there are multiple reasons why. There is scientific study that affirmation, hang on guys, does not work for the purpose and the intention that people are using that they use affirmation. And to take that one step further in the study, what they found is that people who mm-hmm. in the test, which was a large test that they did, study, people who had beliefs that were not in alignment with what it was they were affirming, and going through the ritual of affirmation, you know, the stickies everywhere and the saying it over and over and over and over and the going to bed, closing the eyes and humming and going through all the process of affirmation, they ended up in some real depression. And the reason for that, in their study, proven, is that the otherwise negative belief that they really believe in, just every time they would do affirmation, the belief would say, no, that's not true because of this. And it just dug the neural pathway deeper and deeper and deeper until they were so embedded in the negative belief that they couldn't even be free. Now, they did have in the study some people produced what they were affirming, and they then tested them separate with, did you believe you could have it already? And they said yes. Mm-hmm. Right? So that again proved what it was that was taking place, is they already had a belief that they could have it or they could do it. So I just want to bring that up as we start doing some exercises here on creation statements, because the way that this creation statement method is set up is there are specific words that you don't use, and there are specific words that you do use, and there are 12 rules that you follow in the process. And this thing about form is moved over to goals for merely a direction. And then eventually we go after, always go after, what's the belief that you're living in, and we eliminate the belief. And that's the root cause to begin with, is we get rid of, we help you complete that negative belief totally, absolutely, not just uncover it, but complete it so that you're free then to have the creation statement deliver. And one of the things that's important that you said a while ago, Kelly, is you said, I have all this magnificent, ready to work clients in my life that have shown up, and they're ready, and they're ready for what I can coach and help them deliver into their life. And you said, and I know it wasn't just a creation statement.
Yeah.
It's accurate, because all your creation statements, it's like at a point in time when you do a creation statement, you're here in this point in time in life, and the creation statement's here, and they aren't time matched, because time is not universal. It's man directed. So there's this period of whatever's in the middle that would prevent you from having that is worked through. And you did a lot of creation statements. You still do a lot of creation statements, and you did a lot of work on getting your beliefs aligned. And so, boom, this is all showing up for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, I got my granddaughter.
It's awesome. That's great.
For a hot second. All right, reset my head.
Probably talked to you too long.
The magic of a 3-year-old to completely frag my brain. All right, does anybody want to volunteer? Do you have something? Do you have a direction you want to head in, and you'd like to do a creation statement around this? Melissa Pete, your video just went live. Do you want
to? Yeah, it went live a while ago when you said it too, so I suspect she's saying,
me.
So Bellany, meet Dr. Melissa Pete.
Hi there. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Awesome. Where are you? Where do you?
I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Oh, Lordy, there's so much. I've been working with Kelly lately, so Kelly, I also recommend, if you have any suggestions, please add to this. So I'd like to create, I'm transitioning from spending 25 years in academia And apparently I've digested a lot of rules there. And I'm working to transition to, you know, owning my own institute and launching the impact of my research in many different domains. And mostly what I struggle with on a daily basis is like, I feel like I'm in this domain that I don't know anything about and I feel lost quite a bit. And so what my heart's desire is to feel a sense of confidence and direction. You know, just like, it doesn't all have to happen at the same time, but I just want to feel that like inner connection of like, yeah, I'm on the right path. Like kind of just the precursor to knowing the next right thing. Or actually, no, just knowing the next right thing and feeling a sense of trust in the process of unfoldment.
So you're saying a lot.
Yes.
And so one of the things I want to say about creation statements is we never, and when I say we, I'm just giving you what I coach and train in this. So I never want you to include and. So in other words, da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da. A creation statement is complete. It's a directive. And the reason, and you've said several things. So we're going to boil some stuff out here in just a moment. And the thing that I want to say about that is, so if we boil out that really what you're after is about three or four things, then we will have three or four statements.
Okay.
Instead of a statement with the add-ons, because what occurs in our psyche is that if you, let's say you say, I'm confident and I know I've made the right decision and the right choice and I'm headed in the right direction, all those things, if any one of them is delayed in its delivery,
you'll put the
whole thing out.
Right, right. No, and this is part of my training as an academic. We write these long fucking run-on sentences that go on forever. I'm dead serious. So, like, one of the things I'm trying to train myself to do, like, in my writing is just, you know, break it down. So this is so funny that that's, like, the first thing you picked up. And that's one of those kind of mental habits. And it's a sense of, it's almost like this defensive thought. Like, we have to include everything, you know?
Well, yeah, we don't want to leave anything out. And you're right. Not the only one that, I mean, when I say this is very common, very, very common. And also I notice a little bit of, if you land on one, then you're just like committed. Like, it's, oh my gosh, I would be committed to that. That's part of what also goes on with all this ad and that. And you went from wanting to be confident to like, well, am I even going in the right direction? I mean, you went here and you went over there, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just loving this. You're giving us such a great opportunity to help people see and understand the process.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I mean, I was just going to start yelling in my head, give us an example. So I'm glad we're doing these examples. Yeah.
Yeah, very good. One of the things that I also do is creating mindsets for success, which is all about this, right? Mm-hmm. So now let's take it for a moment and let me kind of give back to you the things that I heard. I heard that you are desiring to feel confident in what you're doing and as you do it, accurate or inaccurate. Okay.
Yep.
And then another is that you know that you're going to be able to perform and in this area and field of which you don't feel like you are a part of yet. And then that you've made the right career shift or choice to go in this direction. Those are the three most important things that I plucked out from what you said. Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, this is going to sound really simple because it is simple, right? So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions because I want to dig a little bit deeper than the surface. And so if you're confident in what you're doing, what would that be like for you? What would be different?
I have a very visceral sense that right above my belly button, Mm-hmm. I would feel this. I mean, when I'm doing my workshops and stuff, I feel completely badass. And it's, and like, I guess, you know what it is? I don't feel leaky. I don't have any place in me. Like if I'm a container, my container is airtight and I'm grounded and I'm completely inside myself and I can relate to whomever and I'm unfucking stoppable. That's mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's what confident feels like to me.
Okay, great.
So it's not like I don't know it. I have it in some context.
I suspect you have it when you are on.
Yes, totally.
And then when you're off, mm-hmm. then you're in the doubt mode or yeah. the less confident mode.
Yes, or I get leaky or that's when I start feeling fuzzy. Yeah.
Yeah. Very mm-hmm. good. Awesome. So you're not confident. So I want you to see that. You are confident.
Okay.
Or you wouldn't even be able to step up there, right, and do it. You are confident. However, you do have doubt when you're left alone.
Yes.
Okay? With it. Then you become that leaky, as you put it. That's awesome. Not actually heard that before. So
no, I feel like a leaky container, like all the energy is like I'm melting, you know?
Yes, very good. All right, super. So let's address that.
Okay.
Because it'd be real easy to say, okay, let's just have a creation statement called, you know, I'm confident. Well, that to me is almost like, bleh, because it does, you are confident. There are times you are not confident.
Yeah.
So those are very, very different.
Okay.
So tell me what occurs when you start getting leaky. I know what your physical response is, but what I want you to do, you guys, this is like just before you notice you're melting down or leaking, what happens? What are the thoughts you have or what happens?
Well, I wish I knew the thoughts, but what happens is that, here it is. I think the thought is, I don't know what to do next. And it's this like little panic, like, oh shit. And then it's like, oh, there's 12 different things I could do. And like, what's the bit? And it's this, within seconds, I'm leaky, you know?
Okay, great. Yeah. Here's your creation statement.
Okay. Let me write it down.
Okay. Sorry. I know my direction.
Not I know my direction, but know my direction.
I know, K-N-O-W.
Yeah.
My direction.
Okay.
That's one. I know my direction.
Okay. I mean,
do you feel that? Tell me if you say it out loud. I know my direction.
I know my direction.
I don't think you believe it yet. Believe it?
Yeah, I know. Come to believe. Like first you come and then you come to believe. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, but first we say what it is we desire.
Right. I know my direction.
I know my direction.
Mm-hmm. Can right? I put at all times or is that pushing it over to form?
That's form.
Okay.
If you know your direction, listen, it's absolute. If you know your direction, you don't need to add anything right. to that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you don't chant it. You don't read it every day. You don't put up any stickies. You have a very definite, I know my direction and move on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You move on. Mm-hmm. We don't come back and visit it. My recommendation is that it's written down.
Yeah.
The creation statement journal is perfect because it works with the goals, right? Mm-hmm. And you can write it down on your forehead or you write it down on a piece of paper, but you don't go back and read them. Because here's the thing.
Because that will, yeah, tell me what happens, what?
Because that disbelief.
Yes.
It's going to override it.
No, I get that. No, I know the research that you were talking about and the failure. I'm when I teach, I also teach that affirmations are bullshit, you know, for a lot of reasons. So I'm very familiar with that research.
Right. Yeah. These can sound like it.
Right, right.
But I want you, there's a piece here that I think is really important for all of you to hear right now. I mentioned a while ago that everything's already been created.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you this little imagination. Imagine that there's a shelf with no beginning and no ending. And that shelf has everything on it. Everything that ever was created, everything that exists now, and everything that would ever be created in the future already exists on it. All the good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful, the awesomeness, the confidence, the I know my direct, it's all there. So imagine that. Get that mental picture in your head, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's all there. Your mm-hmm. job is to bring it into your life. Mm-hmm. Your thought. Kelly said earlier something about monitoring her speaking or conscious.
The words of my mouth. Yeah, she was, yeah.
Yeah, the words of my mouth. The words of your mind are mm-hmm. just as powerful as the words of your mouth.
Yes.
It's just a double shot. It's kind of like you get one shot of coffee if you think it. You get two shots in the coffee if you think it and speak it. Mm-hmm. And then you got three shots in it if you think it, speak it, and act within it. Okay? So everything already exists, and your job is to bring it in. And the way you bring it in is like the rocket ship that goes to the shelf and brings it back to you. If you want to, however you want to visualize it, I'm a playful visual person, is your language. Mm-hmm. It's a request. Every word that you think and every word that comes out of your mouth is a request. It's a prayer. It's a request, however you want to frame it. So I know my direction. Mm-hmm. Done. That's what sits on the shelf. Right beside it is I don't know my direction. Right beside it is I'm wishy-washy. Sometimes I go that direction and I don't know what to do. Blah, blah, blah. Right? You with me? Mm-hmm. Okay, Melissa. So then the next piece I'd like us to look at really quick. One thing I do want to say, I would recommend that you write them in an orderly fashion. In other words, you have something that your creation statements are written on. Don't go back and visit them. You just turn to another page on the next day when you're doing them. And that way there's a consciousness instead of, you know, just arbitrarily writing stuff and going off and leaving it and running across it later. And so, and you have to let go of all the form of time by which you mm-hmm. want that delivered. Mm-hmm. It could be right now, or it could be a year from now before mm-hmm. you know your direction. Mm-hmm. But the point is, it's already been done. It mm-hmm. exists. Mm-hmm. And everything for you that is to be moved out of the way so that it's so totally revealed to you that it's like 24/7, 365, that's not even a thought process anymore about whether or not you're going to have it.
No, I mean, previous in my life, for about 15 years, many years ago, I did some pretty badass manifesting. And one of the things I learned was just say it, pray it, let it go, and thank it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying don't even think it. Mm-hmm. I just let it go. Okay. And you can say thank you for that which I already have, because it already belongs to you. It already exists. It's just a matter of when it shows up for you, and anything that's there that would keep it from showing up. If you're working with me, it gets discovered. So, and the beliefs get aligned. So next, so we had that one.
Yep.
Then another one. Go ahead.
I just wanted to speak to, I know my direction is so simple. Mm-hmm. I hear people saying things like, I'm finding my direction. My direction is revealing itself to me. Like some people just love to put a flowery, fluffy, woo-woo thing on it.
No, I know the truth of that one. It's very simple. It's exactly what, it seals the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that extra fluff is just distance mm-hmm. from it.
Awesome. Well, it's also, if I'm finding it, that's not having it. Yeah. You guys, the words are critical. Mm-hmm. Finding it is looking for it and finding it, but not having it. Mm-hmm. I have my direction, or I know my direction is very direct, and it's right now. One of the 12 rules, and you guys, if you want the 12 rules, I'm happy to give them to you. So I will type in here in a minute. Had it was 12rules.com, but it's really simple.
Also, they're on your website, right?
Yeah, you can get them there too. So the 12 rules are like, you're welcome to them. They're my gift to you. But one of those 12 rules also, I'm sure I'm going to remember what it was. Hold on just a second. What were we saying?
I wanted to go, well, before we got sidetracked, you were going to finish on like, what was the next creation statement?
Yeah, but I want to get this 112 rule out, this rule out. What was it that we had just said, you guys?
About distancing. If I have to find my...
Right. Not distancing with...
Yes. You're always creating the present tense. You're always creating now. And you're creating now because the shelf of everything is now and it already exists on it. And the only thing that separates you from it is your belief system that you don't have it. So it's just, let's go with the direct. It's now. Always stay in present tense. Mm-hmm. And so when you say I'm finding something, that's futuristic. I have it is present tense. Thank you. That's what I wanted to get out for you. Okay, so the next one, let's do one more and then we'll see if there's somebody else that would like to do one or whatever Kelly's got going on here. So tell me, what's it going to be like for you when you rest in peace that the choices you make in your life and the direction you head into is always perfection? What's that going to be like?
I am going to rest in my ease and my power.
Ah, I rest in my power.
Yeah.
I rest in my power. Mm-hmm. Another way you could say that is I am living in my power. Thank you very much, Melissa. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Time is flying so fast.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Thanks for doing that piece with me.
You're welcome. One thing I want to say about, because it can sound really simple. It can sound like affirmation. It can sound all of that. The importance about the creation statement system and the creation statement method, the importance about it is understanding what's going on when you say the creation statement. Meaning, it's not just, I'm standing in my power. Yay. How many times have people said that? And it's just like, there's really nothing there because they're not trained and they're not educated in the system of it. So once you embody that, and like in the 12 rules, once you embody it, then it's like, oh, you know you are intentionally giving a direct request, and that's what will be delivered.
I posted the link to Creation Statement Journal. If anybody wants to get a physical journal in your hands, and Melanie, you said 12rules.com. I was trying to pull that up.
I'm sorry. liveatchoice.com/12rules.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you. liveatchoice.com/12rules. That's a gift. You're welcome to have that. Also, you know, I put together for you guys, Kelly said I do something kick-ass for my people. So I will tell you this. The belief system that we function in, most of the time we don't even really know what our belief system is. We don't know all the beliefs that we have because you have millions of beliefs, believe it or not, and your beliefs have grandchildren. So, but your beliefs highly impact your thought process and your mindset and can either bring forth these creations or they can interrupt the creations. And even your to the ability to, to just perform within them. So Kelly asked me, said, what could we do? And I said, I think the Beyond Circumstances home self-study is phenomenal because it starts the components and the process of learning how to handle your belief system. And it is an identical course to a live course. So it's not a watered down anything. It is a solid delivery of all of the components of that Beyond Circumstances workshop in a home self-study. And Kelly, I'm offering, I got a hold of my team this evening and had them go in and reduce the price. I took $200 off of it. It's $397 normally. And today for this group, we're doing it for $197. And you can access it.
I just put the link in the chat.
Oh, very good. Awesome. Thank you very much. And so if that's something you want to do, if you want to go to work on those belief systems to greater make solid creation statements, then I recommend that. And we will return that price tomorrow. I'm going to tell you, because we're not running it for anybody else. That's it. We will return the price to $397 tomorrow.
I that was such a ballsy ask.
Wasn't it? I didn't run that this year, so I'm glad you asked. I really am. I was glad you asked because I thought, oh, yes, Kelly.
Can I just have half price? I mean, please.
You know, that program exists because of Kelly. The Beyond Circumstances program exists and has for 27 years. However, the fact that we have a home self-study is thanks to Kelly. Because mm-hmm. Kelly asked me to do it. And I said, oh, I can't do that. She said, yeah, do that. And I did. And it's.
Yeah, I did. Awesome. Like you said, I privately coached with Bellany. And one thing Bellany does that blows my mind is I paid thousands of dollars for this, to do this privately with Bellany. And she sent me this gorgeous binder and all the notes of all the crappy core filters I've popped working with Bellany are in here. But if you take the self-study course, she sends you the same binder.
Yeah.
So that's super cool. And then she guides you through the resources the same resources she guided me to as a private client, she presents to you on video.
Exactly the same ones. Exactly. And if you can just tolerate me for 10 components, you know, it's me talking to you each time. So
I
love a minute's worth of like feedback or see if there's any questions anybody has.
Yeah. Anybody have a question about the course? Or
a creation statement? Or
anybody just like,
feel free to type it in. You don't even have to turn your camera on.
You can go text, you can go audio, you can go camera. You can unmute yourself and shout out now.
So I do have a question. So you talked about the creation statement journal and the 12 rules.
And is that Brenda?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Kimberly. I was trying to figure out who it is. Okay, yes, thank you, Kimberly. Go ahead.
And I came in kind of late, so I was trying to put it all together, although I kind of heard you spoke before at one of Kelly's EP events. So the rules apply to the rules are how you create the creation statements.
Yes, and how to be. When I was talking about the creation statements, there's like the thoughts, you're creating always. Every thought's a creation statement. So when you get that stuff you're really not crazy about in your life, guess what? You can thank yourself. And it's not bad or wrong. It's just we're always creating. So your thoughts and your speaking and the way you be in your life. So to do a creation statement says, man, I'm magnanimous. And then go out and be a wimp that day or buy into some negative thing that day. Just negates because you just created something else on top of that and moved it out of the way. So creations, the 12 rules covers all of those bases. And I will tell you, in the creation statement journal, just so you know, the whole front end of the journal is how to use the journal. It's a training within it, how to use it. And in addition to that, it is also, it also has the 12 rules listed in it. So you kind of get all of it in that journal.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Great question, Kimberly. Hazel says, really great. Love the information about the creation statement. So fantastic to hear how simple it can be. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Hazel. Welcome.
Hazel. Melissa, did you have a follow-up comment?
No, I'm just, I appreciate, well, you know me, I'm a methodologist, so I appreciate method, and I appreciate rules, and I appreciate that, the do this, not that, so, because I know that you wouldn't be able to do what you do, and you wouldn't get the results that you get without these really clear parameters, right? So, as somebody who knows, what good parameters can actually transform people in situations, I'm just appreciative of that.
Oh, you're welcome. This, like I said, one day I realized, oh my gosh, there's a whole method behind all of this.
Yeah.
And so I, in my system, it creates all those pieces hand in hand.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons, so I took a stand with Bellany in Sedona about wanting her Beyond Circumstances course available as a self-study.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to get the course because I'm creating my own self-study courses with Kelly too. So
very similar to, I've taken the same stand with Melissa, like, the world prior to this course being ready online, the only way to get this information was to go travel to Houston or pay thousands of dollars to be part of a coaching program. And the fact that I did that is a freaking miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Because I had only in the last 5 years have I even been willing to invest in my self-development. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I gave Bellany thousands of dollars to just talk about what I believe, like fluffy bullshit, right? That's what I used to think.
Right, right. We got down to the core of it all, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that it's not fluff. I've uncovered enough very specific, horrendous core beliefs, you know, and had that complete mental and emotional breakdown when you hit them. Like, I know that that shit is real and, you know, it's in the operating system fucking up my life, you know.
Yep.
So having the self-study available so that someone who's like, all right, I'm interested, but I'm not yet convinced enough to invest at a high price or travel across the country to give them this course. And Bellany's, you guys, Bellany's, this binder is just a miracle to behold. It's so unusual for someone to be, I'm going to say woo-woo in a respectful way, not in a negative way. It's so unusual for someone to be woo-woo and spiritual in their approach and also highly organized and systematic. Mm-hmm. And this binder is highly organized and systematic. I mean, she builds precept upon precept until even the most obstinate skeptic on earth just goes, I get it. Yeah. I get it. You know, I didn't have to drink Kool-Aid. I had to understand.
Yeah.
The thing about that I want to mention about the Beyond Circumstances self-study or the Beyond Circumstances course, because it's exactly the same. There's 10 training components in it. And the creation statement process is one of those components. So if you can imagine what you are gaining or learning in the creation statement conversation that we're having today, that's one little bitty piece of an entire program that the Beyond Circumstances program is. And it is how we formulated beliefs. It covers why you formulated them, how to be free of them, and not, I mean, it's just phenomenal in the very basics of how to change the direction and the results in your life. Yeah. So, what is it? I just bought it. Oh, Hazel, awesome. Can't Woo. Wait to get started. It's time. I did some personal development work. Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. And listen,
I just bought it too.
Awesome. Very good for you. Here's what I want to say about this. You guys, I'm a real hands-on kind of gal. I mean, I've got all your names in my head. I've got the faces that you've got. I was like, I will recognize you again. I'll tell you what square you were in, because that's just what I am. I don't want you to feel like that you're out there in a, you know, a tunnel of the components. When you get into the components, I'm going to be talking to you just like this. You will feel like, my God, she's sitting there talking right straight to me, because I am. That's how I do everything. I want to hear from you. If you're getting into that self-study, I want to hear back from you. You text me or send me an email or something that says, tell me how you're doing with it. And then break your own rules, whatever that is, however it is that you do or don't do well with doing online stuff. Or the components are short enough that you can do them. Start it and do it all. And you don't have to do it all in one day. I actually recommend you don't. Mm-hmm. But put it in your system, in your calendar to do it. Don't buy it if you're not going to do it. Just do it. Because I will promise you, it will make a difference in your life. And I'm always here for you.
Thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome, honey.
I wanted to share a testimony with everybody and information with Melanie too, because she doesn't know about this. One of the creation statements that, another thing that I did a lot of creation statements for over the last year or so was about my taxes. Way back in 2013, I was sick and I got behind on my taxes. And every year I was peeing on last year's taxes and making more money. Mm. And then peeing on last year's taxes and making more money. And I said over and over again, I'm always peeing on last year's taxes. Like, but I don't say that anymore because that's what I was creating.
Yes, that's right.
But I was always peeing on last year's taxes. Well,
did you say, are you saying paying or peeing?
Peeing.
Peeing.
Always peeing on a fire, always peeing on last year's.
That's what I thought you were saying. Okay, yeah. Great.
Yeah. So I have a quick question related to that. Okay. So, Melanie, you say that you wouldn't make a creation statement that says, I'm debt free, right?
No. Okay.
All right.
What are you when you're debt free? When you don't have any debt, where are you? What is it? What's the result of that?
Well, it's funny because I would say the result is I no longer pay debt, right?
I can go with that, but that's not.
That's not it. That's
what
not
do
it.
You have? What do you? Why do you care if you pay off your debt?
Well, that's the thing is that my mind, I keep, you know, I appreciate the fact you said don't use the word free, because then I say, well, I feel or I have financial freedom.
No.
Right. No.
No. What will you personally have when you have no debt?
I would say more money.
Very good. I have, so mine is I have Uber money.
Mm. Uber money. I like that.
What is yours? One of, you know, one time, actually Uber money was Jenna Rodriguez's. What I said was I have crazy kind of money. That's what I have. Because money's fun for me. It's like, mm-hmm. I have crazy kind of money. Put that energy in it.
And And Bellany, how is that different from an affirmation? That got, when you said that, that got me tied back into it's an affirmation.
I know. That's why I said you have to really, gonna have to ride with me on this. It's not the words, whether it's an affirmation or not. It's how you behave with it. So if you are reading it, trying to affirm it, saying it over and over. Okay. I have a crazy kind of money. Your belief system is going, no, you don't. Did you see your bank account? No, you don't. What makes you think you can? Da-da-da. All that belief is going to be hammering. One time, get out of it and move on. Do what's next. That's my motto. Creation statement and do what's next. Okay. Just don't. And so it's how you do, it's how you do it. And the number one biggie is getting the beliefs handled. Hmm. Getting the beliefs handled. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people, I had a woman call me. She says, look, I'm an engineer. You don't know me. Somebody told me to call you. She said, I'm an engineer. I'm an electrical engineer, and I have been unemployed for 3 years, and I have been, she lived in Houston. She says, I have had hundreds of interviews. I have no problem getting interviews, but I cannot get hired. And I said, okay, well, I hear the beginning of the problem. And I said, so let's do some creation statements. This was on a Thursday. We did creation statements. I said, great. Call me next week. I just want an update next week. It's okay. I said, do not read them. Do not think about them. Just do what's next. On Friday, she sent me a text. She says, I have 3 interviews on Monday. And I said, awesome. Great. Enjoy your interviews. She went out, did the interviews. She called me on Monday. She says, you're not going to believe this. I said, oh, try me. She said, I have 3 job offers today. Mm-hmm. And she said, I get to choose where I go to work.
What was her
I'm sorry?
What was her creation statement?
I don't even remember. This has been several years ago. But it was all about, it was just about what she would have when she had her job. Mm-hmm. You guys, creation statements are about the results. The goals are about the what. The who, what, when, where, why, and how. Okay? Just don't forget that. You write your goals down. See, there's creation statements for the day. There's creation statements, let me break it down. There's creation statements for the moment. You're fixing to walk into an interview. You're fixing to walk into, so like one of them for her, when I said, when you walk into that interview, when you put your hand on that door, it's because you own it and walk in it. So there's mindset involved in it. And we worked on some belief. And she literally had 3. She picked the one she went to work for. She worked for him for 3 months. And she goes, you know, it's not, and this is not the one. And she called back one of the others and said, here's what happened. I took this job and it's not the one. And she said, I want to work for you. And they hired her. And she is still employed, you guys, to this day. Creation statements work. Affirmation is built on doubt. Yeah. Affirmation is getting your beliefs aligned. I mean, creation statement is about creating. And if you don't do anything else, create that you find all your limiting beliefs right now. Right? Yeah. Create that you find all of your limiting beliefs. And then call me. We'll help you.
Yeah, that's what you don't do alone.
Yeah.
Well, it's because
they all come at the same time.
There's, so we have beliefs and we have very limiting beliefs in there. And then we have the source of limiting beliefs and we go get the source. Mm-hmm. And you won't find that sucker hanging out here in the belief columns because you have a survivor within you that says, we're not going there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And our beliefs can be as painful and cry over them, but you will be surprised when you find out, because Kelly could be a standing witness on this. Even her own experience is, I would have never thought about that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So.
One of my, probably the most amazing dramatic core filters that I've found with Bellany came, I still can't figure out how the hell we got there from that story. But that's just Bellany's amazing experience in all of this. But guys, let me finish telling you about my taxes, okay?
Oh, please, yes.
So this year, 2019, I hired a tax guy. I did all the adulting. I paid my current year's taxes. I paid all my estimated taxes and more than half of my past taxes. So next year, I won't be peeing on taxes. Last year's taxes will be paid next year. I mean, they've already been paid. So I know just the pattern of my income and the seriousness with which I've approached it, that by spring, I won't have any tax debt any longer. But some of the things that I created was that I joyfully manage my money. Mm-hmm. Michelle Sism, she was here with us for a little while. She was my business coach for a year. And one of the things she said right on was, you know, the problem really isn't that you owe it. The problem is that you hate managing your money. You don't want to know the numbers. And that's so true. I didn't. I would say I hate it.
Yeah.
And so I did. I joyfully adult. I joyfully manage my money. I trust the people I work with. Like I just,
nice.
Every time something stressed me out about it,
nice.
I would write a creation statement about loving it. All the way through to making another one of my businesses an LLC. I mean, I joyfully manage my money this year.
Yeah, good for you.
Shows. Nice.
Yeah, you've like probably quadrupling your income at this point. So good for you, lady.
Yeah. Thank you, Bellany.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, last comments or questions? I saw Hazel, you unmuted. Is there something you wanted to say?
No, not particularly.
All righty. Elizabeth? Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us live and for all of you watching the replay that I will send out immediately after this session. It was great spending time with you guys too.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
It was fabulous. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you guys. So enjoyed being with you. Take care.
Thanks for the time.
Bye.
Bye.